Hello and welcome everyone to the second episode of Flawed Democracy. I am your host Manan Garg, and today I am going to talk about the three ordinances which the Modi government brought in recently, which are now bills after the president gave them assent. So today we'll try to understand that why are these farmers protesting and what is in those bills. This protest started when the Bharatiya Kisan Union in Haryana asked for permission to protest, but the state government denied, stating the widespread of COVID-19. But they still went on to conduct the rally with over 100 farmers bringing their tractors, and it was called a tractor protest. It was alleged that the police lathi charged them. But their slogan brings us to the main issue of the point, which was Kisan Bachao, Mandi Bachao. But we'll first try to understand what is the history of agricultural system and what measures were taken post-independence. So post-independence, the moneylenders and the traders had a dominant position, and the farmers were dependent on these moneylenders and traders. So their crops were sold to them and they used to exploit them. This state of farmers can be called perpetual debt, where they credited from the moneylenders to harvest for seeds, for fertilizers, and in return they had to sell their crops at whatever the price those moneylenders said. Government, seeing these issues, introduced the APMC, Agricultural Produce Market Committee. It was a state system operating under the state government. Some special areas were declared as market areas, and over these market areas, market committees would have their jurisdiction. It was implied that no farmer or trader would be able to sell or buy their produce in these market areas without their permission. If a trader wants to procure the produce of the farmers, they would need a license to do so. By issuing the license system, the government was able to control these traders. The government also claimed that the farmers would be given a MSP. MSP is a minimum support price at which the farmers would be able to sell their produce. This is the lowest price at which they can sell their produce. This was done in order to protect them from the exploitation of these traders and to provide a safeguard. APMC was a major reason for the Green Revolution in India. These APMCs were set up in 1965, and that committee decided and regulated mandis, and they called these mandis APMC mandis. The farmers can sell their produce to private companies as well as the government at MSP or higher prices. These market areas were regulated by the state AMPC Act. Punjab and Haryana had a good network of these mandis. There were even some flaws in this system, like cartelization, where the traders pool up and decide that this is the price which they'll give, and even the licensing system that overpowered these commissions. But what will you do when there is a system flaw? You don't remove the whole system, you amend that system. That's why amendments are given in constitution, not deletion happens. You amend the system, but you don't delete it. This government did the same. I'll explain how. So, talking about the ordinances, the government, through these bills, they aim to establish one nation, one market, which means the farmers are free to sell their produce wherever they want. But according to a report of NSSO, only 6% of farmers got MSP, and the majority sold their produce to private traders. But here the important point is that according to the ordinances, outside the APMC mandis, there will be no taxes imposed on sale or purchases. This means that if there are no taxes imposed on the farmers, they will have a huge disadvantage, as the APMC regulated mandis have MSP, but outside the mandis this will not happen. This will also imply that the private traders will not buy inside the mandi to avoid taxes. This will result in collapsing of MSPs, and the whole MSP system will decline. The government says through their speeches that this laws does not bring down the APMCs. Yes, they are correct that these laws don't bring the MSP or the APMCs down, but the laws they bring through this APMC and MSP will decline, because the traders will not buy from the mandis. Now, since the traders are not buying and the government can just buy goods to some extent, the farmers have to sell their produce outside. So till a time, the traders will also give them higher prices, but after a certain time they'll start to exploiting them. According to my opinion, these ordinances will privatize or corporatize the agricultural system in India, making it easy for the big companies to establish their monopolies in the agricultural sector, which is not happening till now. Some of you may remember the Pepsi incident that happened in Gujarat recently. This will be the repercussions of this system too. These ordinances are a hoax when the government says that the farmers now have a choice of freedom as they can sell their produce anywhere they want and to anyone. No law or statute previously refrained to do so. Even farmers, due to the transportational cost, were not able to sell their produce to different states. So how is it really making a difference? It's just something to make it like a package, which this government has been doing. A package or a critical move or a masterstroke. But this is not so. The reality is that no statute previously also refrained them from doing so. So it is an issue of free market versus regulated market. This is the model of one nation, one market, which has failed in USA or major countries of the EU. Since 1960s in the USA, these farmers' income have been following, and the whole agricultural system is dependent on the subsidies given by the state. So this is also an example of neoliberalism. It eventually leads in companies establishing their monopolies, and for some time they will think of people's welfare to lure them, and after that they'll think of their profits. So you think that after a time will the farmers get the MSP? Will the farmers will not be exploited? If you remember, I said before the post and before these APMCs were set, the traders used to exploit them. The same will happen after the establishment of these, because there will be no state intervention. So according to a report of RBI, only 0.4% of GDP was invested in agriculture in India, where 60 crore people, majority of the population, which is 50% roughly, are dependent on this sector. This is even less than the package which Modi ji announced. Another example of this system's failure can be seen in Bihar, where APMCs were discontinued after 2006. So none of these three bills include one line about MSP. So let's see an example. If in future a farmer is not given MSP, suppose he is not given MSP, for example 20 rupees on 1 kilo of wheat, and he's just been given 15 rupees. So when he'll go to court, the court will see the law. The court will not see how good Modi ji gave a speech that the farmers will be given MSP. So this is how the MSPs will come down and the farmers will be exploited. These laws mention that you can hold as much as stock as you want. So obviously the farmers won't do it, or even small traders won't do it. So the big traders or the companies will do hoarding. And when there will be a shortage of these grains, because the demand is high and the supply is low, obviously the prices will go up, and then they'll start selling these grains. So this will lead to black marketing or inflation in the prices of these goods. So when the government claims that the farmers are being misguided by the opposition, the farmers themselves say that no political party or any political leader needs to support them. So this is why farmers are coming up, because they know what repercussions they have faced in the past times and what repercussions they will have to face. So the government was correct when they said that APMC has some flaws, but you need to correct them. Those can be corrected while more mandis are being established. According to a report, these APMC mandis need to be established in every 5 kilometers of a city so that their transportation and the regulation can be made easy. But because there is no investment, these APMCs have failed. So you need to change the system. You don't need to remove the whole system. This is what we are doing with the Prime Minister. We are not removing the Prime Minister. We are trying to tell the Prime Minister how we can change the way of things. So this is how these bills have been wrong, and the farmers are protesting against it. The way the bills were passed was also an issue in itself, which I'll cover in the next episode. Until then, you can go to the website for more information and updates. You can also look at our social media handles. Even our October edition is coming soon. So goodbye and stay healthy.